I think last year we discussed some Chanukah minhagim. We discussed a little bit about the origins or reasons for the minhag of dreidel on Chanukah. We won't go back into that right now. But what I'd like to discuss this evening are some of the halachic issues that are raised through playing dreidel. There is a comment to the Be'er Halacha, first page of the Marmor Kamos, Simin Tafresh Ayin. Be'er Halacha writes in the where is it? The top paragraph. About the Nesena Rabbim, Yesh Anashim Shetachas Miris Nishbachos, Sheroi Lahalil Hashem Yisparach Alanisim Shasalanu. Instead of engaging in Miris Nishbachos, as it would be appropriate in Chanukah, Hey Marbim Mischo Kakartin, they play cards. The Harbe, Hirishu Asfar Makadoshimose, apparently there is an unsanctioned practice of playing cards on Chanukah that the Mishnah Berurah quotes as being inappropriate. There is a comment in the Sefer Noah Ketzon Yosef, which is one of the early Sfarim of Minhagei Frankfurt, the last of the trilogy of the Leket Yosher and then the Yosef Omitz and then the Noah Ketzon Yosef. I think the Noah Ketzon Yosef was written in the 1700s at some point in that century. So he writes over there, page Kuf Peches, then the kehilos here, obviously Frankfurt knows playing games, so they had a gzeira not to play any games all year. Chutz michanuk purim, two exceptions. Shehutz lehem, v'hainu kenegad yetzer hara. So you have to be able to let things out at some point. Demuta sheyochlu baser temusos shechutas. So better like yifas Torah, ledibra kasavel kenegad yetzer hara. So even though they frowned upon playing games all year round, and they had a gzeira that they shouldn't play games, but they allowed playing games on Chanukah and Purim, and it seems like this reference in the Be'er Halacha was to such a practice, even though the Mishnah Berurah wasn't so fond of cards. However, the playing of dreidel seems to be a more sanctioned game on Chanukah, and the major halachic issue that that raises is Nisachi Bekubya. If there's a gambling component, or what would halachically be recognized as a gambling component in the game of dreidel, does that pose a problem? So what this really speaks to is a question of recreational gambling or occasional gambling in a non-addictive way, what halacha has to say about that. So that's the Mishnah that we all know in Sanhedrin, Kaf Dalet Amud Beis, the second page in the Marmor Kamos, and the Mishnah lists Suli Eidus, the Elohein Absulin, Hamasachi Pekuvia, the Malva Beribus, etc. So the first of the list is Mechsachik Bekuvia, the dice player. Says the Gemara, Misachi Bekuvia Maika Avi. What's wrong? Why is he Pasul Eidus? Amar Rami Barchama Mishum Dahava Smachta. The Asmachta Lokanya Rashi, Asmachta. Hainadavish Eino Nosilam Bidaito. So if you're giving money in this context where you're hoping to win and not expecting to lose, El Samach Aldavish Eino, Disavishu Yachalina Seach, Upam Shem Naskana Sop. So he thinks he's always going to win. And when he's putting the money into the pot, he doesn't really believe he may lose. And even if he ends up losing, so that money potentially was gained by the other party through a smachta. There's a lack of proper gemira stas to give away the money, and there's a chashash gezel if someone else takes some money. So the psul edus of Mesachi Bekuvi, according to Rami Bar Chama, is essentially one of a chashash gezel. Gazlan, Rav Sheshet Amar, Kolki Agad Nalav Asmachtahi. That's not a problem of a smachta. Presume Rashi. Hey, chidami a smachta was a real a smachta. Kigondim over velo avid a shalom emeifa. Mashish taro. Samech al lo davar. The savor calls that biyadi lasa. So those cases, a classic a smachta is where you really have no belief that you're going to lose. You're engaging in some kind of a deal where you have every reason to believe you're going to come out ahead. When it comes to gambling, so everyone knows that there's a risk involved. They may win, they may lose. That's not an authentic asmachta. So what's the problem? Problem isn't asmachta. Problem isn't a chashash gezel. The problem is that they're not upstanding members of society. People who waste away their days gambling are not contributing to the world. They're psulim because they're not asukin, but b'yishuva shel olam. A person has a living, he holds a stable job, and he goes to gamble on the weekends. So asbachta, it may be, but eino osei bishuv shalolim. You can't claim that he's not a upstanding citizen in the world. He has a decent parnasa, and he just gambles on the side. Fine. How do we pass in this machlokas Rami Bar Chama and Rav Sheshes? So there are two Rambams, and the Mefarshei Rambam deal with how to reconcile what seem to be contrary indications in the Rambam. The first Rambam is in Zeila Vaveda, Perek Vav, Zeila Vaveda. And the Rambam lists Perek Vav Halacha Yud Aleph. I'll start with Halacha Yud. Hamasachin Bekuvya Ketzat. So this is in the list of people who there's a chashash gezel. Right, let's see Halacha Zayin first. Right, Dvarim Harbi Asa Chachamim Mishum Gezel. The overlaying erase a gazim midrayim. So there are certain things that are asa Mishum Gezel midrabanan, and one who violates these things is a gazim midrabanan, including Masachin Bekuvya. Halacha Yud Masachin Bekuvya Ketzat. Everyone's aware of what's going on. There's no deceit. There's no no one's fooling anyone. So in the Torah it's not gezel because there's full disclosure. Midrabanan is still gezel. Fine, so that sounds like the sachin b'kuvi is a chashash gezel at least midrabanan, and presumably would then be a pasul eidos midrabanan because of the gezel issue. That sounds like the first day in Amoraim in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. That sounds like Rami Bar Chama. Then the Rambam in Eidos, Perek Yud Halacha Dalid, in the list of Psulei Eidos, the Od, Yesh Sham, Risham, Shem, Sulim, the Eidos, Avi, Shem, B'nei Tashlumin, the Einan, B'nei Malchus. And in that list, turn, on the third page, the Chem, Besachi, B'kuvia, page Membez. So what's the psal edus of Masach Bekuvia? Masach Bekuvia, who's a professional gambler who doesn't have any other job. That sounds like Rav Sheshes. So the Kesef Mishnah talks about it, the Ritvaz, the Magen Mishnah, the Nosei Kelim on the Tor. The upshot is that most of the Nosei Kelim of the Rambam assume that there is, as the Rambam indicates in Zeila, at least a Chashash Gezel Derabanan, independent of the Yeshuva Shel Olam consideration. And the way it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Psulei Eidos, Chosha Mishpat Simen Lamed Dalid, sounds like in principle the Mechaber is going with Rami Bar Chama, that there's a problem of Asmachta within Masachi Bekuvia, independent of the Yeshuva Shel Olam calculations. And Sif Tesayin, Lama Dala Tesayin, Mafricha Yonim, and then Chay Masachi Bekuvia, the bottom line on the first page here, on the second page, Vihi Sheloti Elo Umnan Umanus Elohu, Ho Vein Osi Yeshuva Shel Olam, Reza Becheskos Shalchem and Akuvia Shu Ava Gezel, the lower kuvia blavad amru ela filim misachakim beklipi yagoz beklipi rimonim, etc. B'chol kayosim b'schok zeh v'hu shalati yomanos ela schok zeh reis apostol v'l elu psulim v'idivrayim. So he does mention, the Mechaber does mention enu osi b'yishuva shel olam like the Rambam in Hilchos Eidos, but there's also a indication of a chashash gezel midrabanan. So maybe reason like both reasons. But independent of Eino Yoshev, Eino Osev Yeshuva Shel Olam, there may be Chashash Gezel as well. The Ramah, Chosha Mishra Tzimin Reish Zayin Se'if Yud Gimel. The Ramah writes, V'yesh Omrim the Gimel Chalukim B'dinei Asmachta. There are three subcategories within Asmachta. The kol ma she'ein b'yado v'tali b'yad acherim, Kegon Jamalei Kineli Yaim Imakam Ploni Veim Lo Tikna Tischayev Li Bekach Vekach Dizein Atali Bo Dedilma Lo Yirzu Limkar Lo Havi Esmachta Bechol Inyan. So the most severe case of Esmachta that Evan agrees to is where something's totally out of your hands. You say, buy me, purchase something on my behalf, and if you're not going to purchase it, then you owe me a sum of money. And his ability to purchase it is really totally b'das acherim. But as far as you're concerned, you have no reason to believe that he won't follow through. That's a bona fide asmachta. Below kana. And then he goes on. The second long line. So if it's not totally bodaito, it's not totally das acherim. No one really controls the strings. So you don't know whether you win or not. And nevertheless, you make it tonight, knowing that it's totally out of your hands, and it's out of the next guy's hands also, because it's all based on chance. Misafik. So there you are, Gomer Machne, there's no Cheshash Asmachta. Vemedvar Memurim, Kishesokim, Bemos Muchanim. That's where you have the money in front of you. You put the money on the table in your standard gambling scenario, and you know that you may win, you may lose, but it's not up to you and it's not up to the next guy. Aval, Im Sokim, Bamanab, if it's on credit. So then, if he didn't put up the money up front before the gambling, then you can't be tovei from him. Okay, now let's look at one more Rama. Simen Shin Ayin Seif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Yesh Misha Omer Shemesachi B'Kuvia Ima Akum Ein Bo Mishim Gezel. But if he has a decent living, he has what to contribute to society, he's not a full-time gambler, then he's not a puzzle. Okay.
That sounds like this is consistent with the Mechaber Shita before. The Mechaber sounds like he was going with the Rav Sheshes.
The Mechaber before.
With the Rav Sheshes, really.
Well, he's going with both. He does quote Rav Sheshes of Ein Lo Manas Elohu, correct. But it's basically Lashon HaRambam, and the issue is how you resolve the Rambams, where the Rambam,
right.
Presumably the Rambam, you have indications of both, that there is a Cheshash Gezel B'Derabanan, but he also has Ein Lo Manas Elohu.
Although in Simon L'Dam L'Nod, he repeated the Lashon twice, that,
right.
Which sort of sounds
right.
Like...
So it is the Rambam, that is the Rambam in Edus.
Yeah.
Right. But here, in Shinayin, you have the... It's the Niti in the Mechaber that even, or at least the Deya, that even Im Yesh Lo Manas Acharis, you still have a Cheshash Tzol.
Yeah.
Right. So based on this, and this Machlokas Mechaber Ma here in Shin Ayin, Rav Avadya has a famous tshuva about Mifala Pius, the lotto. Can you buy a lottery ticket? Does it pass you latest? So Rav Avadya in Yabi Omer, Chelek Zayin, Choshe Mishpat Simen Vav, Chelek Zayin, Choshe Mishpat Simen Vav, his bottom line, he thinks it's a machlokas mechaber ramah, this mechaber ramah, and he thinks, therefore, Ashkenazim would have license to buy a lottery ticket, mifal apayis, and wouldn't pass on leidos. But Sfardim, he doesn't recommend it, necessarily, but it's wouldn't pass. And Sfardim, he thinks it's a chashash, that maybe if you buy a lottery ticket, that could pass on your leidos, because of what he sees as a more stringent position of the mechaber, that even in Yeshlo, Imhu Osek, Yeshua Shalom, maybe there's still a problem of asmachta. So he thinks that Sfardim shouldn't buy lottery tickets.
Where does money go for the full times? Where does it go for?
It goes to the Israeli government, or whatever they fund with it.
But in America, there shouldn't be an issue, right? Because who are you stealing from? What's the asmachta when you're buying a lottery from the state?
Right.
Where's the?
No, so that even here, the Mechaber is talking about Mesachet Kuvim and Akum, right? So that's 2 days in the Mechaber.
Are you competing against fellow? Who's losing? When you go into a lottery, are you competing against another Akum or Yisrael that's also buying a ticket? I mean, you're not selling. The state's not losing.
Right. So that's what we'll see. Rav Sternbach's arguments about lotteries in a second. So I think part of what you're saying is what Rav Sternbach is going to say. But Rav Avadya isn't nachis into that level of detail or that analysis. But correct, you'd have to think that through. But Rav Avadya is choshi that Sfardim shouldn't go to the lottery. Now, in all of Rav Avadya's various tshuvos in cases of mamzeres that we've discussed in the past, like that tshuva of passeling one of the Eid of Kedushin because he was a lawyer that we spoke about once, I don't think Rav Avadya had any of the tshuvos passeled in Eid of Kedushin because he bought a lottery ticket. But based on this tshuva, that would be something to explore. Rav Sternbach takes a more permissive stance on lottery tickets here in Shuas Van Hugo's Chela Dalit Simen Shin Yud Aleph. Chela Dalit Simen Shin Yud Aleph. So he doesn't mention Rav Avadya by name, but in the first paragraph it sounds like he's arguing with Rav Avadya's claim that according to Sfardim, you wouldn't be allowed to buy a ticket to the Mefala Pious. And then he says in paragraph 2, Amnon Devar Tumu Meot, Shekan Lo Shek L'Smachta Klal. The smachta is over v'lo avid. That's an smachta. Here, you're buying a lottery ticket which has objective value. The lottery ticket is worth something. You could do business with the lottery ticket. You could sell it at a profit in theory. So you're buying something that has intrinsic value. So he doesn't think it's going to be an smachta for that reason. And then he says, this is along the lines of Yehuda's previous point, oh, Nira, in the next paragraph, that since you have so many people buying lottery tickets, and no one has any shaykhs to the next, so clearly everyone enters into it, adaita de safek. It's not like you're losing at someone else's expense that you know. Then he quotes the statement attributed to Reb Chaim that if a person loses a Din Torah, it bothers him more because someone else won, as opposed to if you pass down the chicken strafe. So he says here also, you don't know who the other party is, it's all anonymous, so you don't have that kind of a concern. And then he says, oh, near us, lokanya, shadrami, you think everything will work out. And if it doesn't work out, then that's an smachta. But no one really believes that the chances are so infinitesimal of winning the lottery. No one really thinks that you're going to win, and you're upset if it doesn't work out. So there's no chashash whatsoever for buying a lottery ticket. No different than any other investment. However, he says in Eretz Yisrael, where if you buy a lottery ticket, the Mefala Pious goes to the government, and some of it goes to institutions that we don't like. So maybe that's Misayel de Ovei Avera. But then you shouldn't be paying taxes in Israel either, because that money also goes to fund institutions that we don't like. So,
Everyone's involved.
Right, okay. So he says, kind of what he says. But he says if it's a lottery or a raffle for Tzedakah, so then there's another Shita that there's no smachta by Hektish, and you can rely on that as well. Chinese auctions. That's Chavis Yair has the Tshuva and Simon Samach Aleph. Not exactly a Chinese auction, but he talks about where you had 12 slips of paper, and they were auctioning off a prize, and the person who got the slip of paper that said Mazel Tov won, and then the shaila was that it ended up there only 11 slips of paper instead of 12, so they have to go back and do the whole lottery again. But they point out from there, apparently he didn't have any problem with the Asmachta issue involved in that kind of a lottery. So what the post can discuss in the context of a dreidel is that there's what to rely on that you don't have a concern of Asmachta, definitely according to the Ramah. But the Nitta Gavriel quotes here Perek Nun Aleph in his volume on Chanukah. that the minig is definitely to be mako. He says, anyway, part of the chashash of Machti is you think the other guy's going to win, that you're going to win, not the other guy. But in Chanukah, everyone's knowing be'achdus avav reyus, so we're all one big happy family, and there shouldn't be any chashash gezel in that kind of a situation. And then you have the comment that we saw in the Ramah in Reish Zayin. That if it's Eni Odeya Minaseach Hello, and you put all the money in ahead of time, then that's not a problem with Sachar B'Kuvius. If you simulate that Ramah, whatever money you put in the dreidel game, you know from the get-go, it's all there on the table, it's all in front of you, and everyone has an equal chance, so it wouldn't be a chashash Asmachta. The other issue they discuss, if you pass the threshold question of allowing playing dreidel to begin with, what about playing dreidel on Shabbos? So in general, Poskim discuss the propriety of playing games on Shabbos, the Mahalach HaMechuver in Poskim, which Shmir Shabbos, basically, the Hakdama with the Shmir Shabbos chapter in that Ferat HaZayin, is the assumption that it's not really appropriate for adults to be playing games on Shabbos because that's not in the spirit of Shabbos. But if you can avoid any problems of malacha or mukhtanus to the game, then you shouldn't be mochid. Perhaps even you should allow children to play games up at an age-appropriate level, again, where there's no issue of malacha or mukhtanus issues. The Chidor in Birka Yosef in Shin Lamaches, he quotes a Shmua that there's certain rabbanim that play chess on Shabbos, and he says it must be that they probably were ill and they needed to play chess to be Messiah Daitam from their choli, which was their justification, but you shouldn't learn anything out from them to anyone else. The Deborah Sina has an interesting tshuva, Ber Moshe Chele Bei Simon Kazayin, Ber Moshe Chele Bei Simon Kazayin, talking about ping pong. So I just saw this tshuva today, but previously I had noted the Ber Moshe, the Deborah Sina has a series of tshuvas about ping pong and archokos. He has an Arichas describing the game of ping pong, one of those tshuvas. He must have had a thing about ping pong. But he has this tshuva about Shabbos. He was asked whether it's appropriate for single girls to play ping pong on Shabbos afternoon over the age of Bas Mitzvah. So he has the analysis about the propriety of playing games on Shabbos in general. And then he says he thinks that ping pong is a problem of Hashmas Kol, because the ping, or the pong, of the ball is loud. And he says that his next-door neighbor in Borough Park had a ping-pong table in their basement, and he would hear the ping of the ball from his house on Shabbos afternoon. I don't know what the walls are made out of, but he said the next-door neighbor in the basement was playing ping-pong on Shabbos, not on Shabbos, playing ping, they had a ping-pong table, and he would hear the noise of the ball in the afternoon, so he thinks it's a problem of a shmaz kol and av shemelsa. So I don't have to do a decibel test. But in any event, as far as dreidel goes in that context, the Pardes Yosef on Chanukah here quotes from Yosef Lieberman, the posting now the senator, and his son Rabaron Lieberman, who has a little interest on Chanukah issues as well. So they write, number one, the first thing you have to be concerned about is Or HaChaim Shin Kaf Beis, back to the Mar Mekomos. Shin Kavei Sivav. Hamachalik Libnei Besam Manas B'Shabbos. You're dividing portions on Shabbos to the members of your household. Excuse me. Yachol Hatil Gara Lomar Lemisha Yatsa Gara Ploni Yachel Ploni Shalo. So you can make a Gara to divide the portions. Who's going to get the choicest piece of chicken? V'ushi Yachol Lachem Shavim. That's as long as they're equal. Veino osa elakadei lashvosam shalol hatol kinnam b'neim. Avalim acherim aser kemen shemakpidim zalzeh. If they're not members of your household, yavoli de mida mishkal, then you can end up weighing, measuring, which is aser in Shabbos. Avalite manak dola k'negem manak tana. Lahatil Garalayam, but if they're totally different quality, Afilu or different sizes, Afilu bin Ebesa Bakal Asir, Mishem Kovya, because that's a Khashash Mesakh Bakovi even Bakal. Fiyashomrim, the im banu bin Ebesa, Mutter Lahatil Garal Afila Managdala Kanagmaktana, the Nesha Ain Magpidim. At least you have the theoretical concern that in dividing things like this, there's a chashash misachi b'kuvya. Maybe even that's aser b'chol. The Rama says aser l'hatil gal b'shabbes afilu al yedei akum. Okay, and then take a look at the next page. Simin shin lamethes seif hay. So you can't play with balls or nuts on an unpaved surface. This is some kind of game like jacks. So if there's some harvach involved, so then that's a chashash me'akach u'memkar, and that's going to be usher, otherwise not. So if you're playing dreidel, laharviach, the normal way that you're going to gain something, so then there's potentially a chashash me'akach u'memkar based on this Ramah. If you're just going to play without being marviach, or in a way that you're not really being marviach anything, then perhaps it would be mutter. Shmir Shabbos Paskins, Perek Tes Zayin, Se'if, Lamed Gimel, not to play dreidel on Shabbos. But some of the other contemporary poskim say that it's okay. This relatively recent sefer called Or Yisrael and Chanukah, he quotes in footnote 85 from Rav Yashiv and some other contemporary poskim of the last generation, Lahatir, playing dreidel on Shabbos. And definitely if it's children, the kind of thing that children play, not an expensive dreidel that you wouldn't leave around, then that wouldn't be a problem of muksa. And if you're not playing for money or laharviach, then that should be okay. There is a comment that part of the quotes here from the domestic Eliezer Vizhnitz, that what's the difference between a dreidel and a grogger. So the famous explanation that they quote is the handle of the grogger is on the bottom, the handle of the dreidel is on top. So that was the issue of Purim was Yisusa de Tata, and of Chanukah was Yisusa de Ilah, fine. But he quotes that when you spin a dreidel, after you let go, it still keeps on spinning. When you shake a grogger, once you let go, it doesn't shake anymore. So that was the difference, he says, between the Nes of Purim and the Nes of Chanukah. The Nes of Purim, every step of the process of the Nes had a local limited effect. It wasn't, didn't go beyond what the actual event was. When it came to Chanukah, Rabbi Miyamatim, whatever was done, the ripple effect was far greater. So in one battle, whatever the particular victory was, it was magnified because of the Rabbim Yad Ma'atim Neis. So that's symbolized by the dreidel, where after you let go, it still keeps on spinning.